Hello, world, and welcome to
Dear Mama.
I'm Bella.
And I'm Shy.
And today we're kind of changing our plans a little bit. We initially said that we were going to talk about support and the importance of it, but we've been so heavy lately. We just wanted to kind of lighten it up a little bit and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, so today we are going to talk about pet peeves, those things that absolutely drive us bananas. So I'm gonna start with one of the things that absolutely drives me bonkers are people who wear those bonnets, those hair bonnets in public, like a hat or some sort of accessory. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, if you're just going into, this happens all the time when you go in Walmart. You see it every time you go in Walmart.
I ain't just gonna say Walmart.
But it does. And you see these women walking in. First of all, they have on pajama pants and bedroom shoes or flip-flops. And then they have these black and sometimes purple and sometimes red hair bonnets on. And that drives me bananas. People, those are not accessories. Please do not wear your hair bonnets in public.
Okay, and on the flip side of that, you have those bummy looking females, girls, who go in public with the bonnets. But you also have the ones that are like super decked out, like fresh weave, new bag, fingernails done, yeah, brand new outfit, you can tell. And the kid just really looks unkempt, like
homeless.
Yeah. And I don't understand it. Like, nobody can get me to understand that. I don't know who would raise a person like that, but it's so common this day and age, and it really, really irks my nerves.
Yeah, that irks my nerves too, especially if their faces are beat to the gods and they have on these super long eyelashes, but the kids look like homeless kids. That drives me crazy too. Here's something else. Attention seekers.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so you're scrolling on social media and you see a picture of somebody that someone posted of them laying in the hospital with 10,000 cords hanging from them, tubes in their nose, and they look like they are like 5 seconds from death. And then they're posting, please pray for me. Okay, yes, you need prayer if you got all of this, but if you got time to post that on social media, you are doing that for attention.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy. Don't post that on social media. If you want prayer, call your church and tell the front office.
That ain't gonna call the church.
Tell the front office that you need prayer because you're in the hospital, and they'll send somebody to pray with you.
And speaking of prayer, another one of my pet peeves is the people who, like, you can't even speak to them without them kind of, like, tossing the religion on you, sprinkling it on you. Like, it's like, hey, ma'am, you know, how are you doing today? Oh, honey.
I got you. I know exactly where you're going. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Highly favored, filled with the Holy Spirit, fire baptized. It's just like, ma'am, just, I'm doing well.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And just keep moving. It's okay. Like, that irks my nerves. It's like, we're all saved and sanctified, but you filled with the Holy Spirit, fire baptized. Just because I asked how you were. That's too much.
It is. It's almost like they want to tell you, I'm coming from, greetings from St. John's AME Baptist Church of God in Christ. where Reverend so and so is my pastor. they want to take it on. They really do. Yeah, that gets on my nerves as well. Here's something else that absolutely gets on my nerves. People who walk into a room and don't speak. I get that from my daddy. He hated it. People would walk in the store and not speak. It'd be like, did I sleep with you last night?
Exactly.
If you're walking into a room full of people, it's not going to kill you to say hello. Like, you are not that important where you cannot open your mouth and speak.
And it's like most of them, they're waiting for you to speak first. But I think you, granddaddy, grandma, all of y'all drilled that into me to where if I see somebody walking in, my mouth is permanently zipped until they speak first.
Right.
Like, I'm not about to go out of my way to speak, and you just came in.
Yeah, I've been here. Where you been?
Right.
I'm going to need you to speak when you walk in.
That's petty, but yeah, that does irk my nerves, too.
Yeah. And so, while we're talking about people who don't speak.
I don't like people who can't say thank you or won't say thank you. Like, just the other day, me and the kids were in the DMV. I had to get my tag. And I told a lady, bless you, like, 6 times. And she kind of did that nod, smile, like, it's not thank you, ma'am. And I said it, like, 6 times to the point where Bub was looking at me like, okay, mama, she heard you. Okay, well, she needs to say thank you. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Just like holding the door. Like, strangers hold the door for you and you don't even open your mouth to say thank you. Who does that?
Oh, yeah, I hate that. That's just, what's the word I'm trying to say? That's just having manners. That's just being polite.
Right.
And I know this drives Bella absolutely nuts, and it drives me crazy too. People who text and don't greet you first.
Oh yes, I think anybody who knows me knows this at this point. I've had friends like start a conversation, and when I didn't reply immediately, and it wasn't even being petty, like I was probably doing something. Like recently, my best friend texts, and she like hurried up and came back and was like, girl, hey, I meant to say, hey, how you doing? And I was just like, girl, you already know. Like, I will leave a text on read for months because you didn't speak.
And I don't go that far, but if somebody texts me and don't say, hey, first, or hi, Shawana, how are you? Or you know, greet me first and just actually go into their whatever they're texting me about. When I reply, I'll be like, hey,
how you doing?
And then I and then I go and reply, because what, that's just like walking into a room without speaking, because you really are walking into a room without speaking.
Yeah, irks my nerves so bad. Like that, I think that's number one for me. When I see a text that comes to my phone, like I get the notification and it doesn't say like, hey girl, or I just saw you yesterday, I'm sitting here like, okay, how sarcastic am I going to be, or am I not going to respond at all? Those are the two options.
Okay, so here's another one. This really just makes my skin crawl. People who spit. Like, if you're riding with somebody and they roll down the window and they spit out the window, or you're walking down the sidewalk.
I feel like that's a dig at me.
That's not a dig at you, but you know I can't stand it. You're not the only one that does it. There are people I know that do it. And then if you're walking down the sidewalk and people just spit on the sidewalk, like right in your path.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That is. I hate that. Like,
but you know, a lot of us, we got sinus. And you know that, especially in the spring, I'm like a hawking fool, and so I can't help it. Like, if I'm in the car, I try to do it cute, but you know, it's you can't swallow it. That's disgusting.
You can't swallow it, but use a napkin or something. And I try to, use a napkin. That's what I say.
Okay, and so another one. we are in like complete agreement on this, and I think you made me this way, but grammar.
Yeah, I'm like the grammar police. Like, all of my friends know, like, I text incomplete sentences. On social media, I post incomplete sentences. And if you are 100 years old and you don't know the difference between there, and there, two, and two, your and your, like, I hate when somebody says your, Y-O-U-R, beautiful. And I'm like, no, you're, Y-O-U-apostrophe-R-E.
Yeah, and it's so common that you kind of have to, like, think about it. Like, am I the one tripping? Because why is everybody using go as gone? It's just like the whole world is not just going to be like, oh, you go keep. No, sis. It's gone. It is like everywhere on my timeline. Maybe it's my generation. I don't know.
No,
but it's just like it's gone. If you want to say G-O-N, it's gone. But it's not go.
Or what about you should have instead of like it's should O-F. That's what people write. Instead of should have.
Or should have.
Or, yeah. Should apostrophe V-E. Yeah.
Because it's not should have.
Yeah. I hate that. And it, like I said, if you're 100, you should know that. They taught that in elementary school. Yeah.
But what grinds my gears the most about the grammar thing is, like, socialites and people who are, like, famous and people who we deem important are always typing something that's grammatically incorrect. It's just like, you got to take some of those $1 million and give it to somebody that can help you deliver your message, because they can't speak either.
I'm available for hire. Shameless plug. I am available for hire.
Seriously, though. It's just like, you can't speak, so I know you can't write, but you got to hire somebody to help you with that stuff. Like, I see it on websites, and it's just like, come on. That's something we learned. My 7-year-old can tell you the difference in some of these things.
Exactly, because that's when you learn that stuff, when you're 6 and 7 years old.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be 50 years old not knowing correct grammar. Like, you don't have to speak it all the time, because I get laxed in my language too, especially like when I'm with my family and with my friends.
Yeah, I think we all do that though.
But come on, people.
We know the difference.
Yeah, you know the difference. You can tell in the way people write on social media and text language. Like, there are several people I know, a lot of people I know who use text language, and sometimes that's okay, but it's okay. I'm going to need y'all to know the difference. And like I said, I'm available for hire. If you need help, you can reach out and, you know, find out how I can help you become a better writer or speaker.
Seriously. Yeah, so we can go all day about this, but we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what your pet peeves are.
Yeah, so hit us up on Instagram and or on Facebook at Dear Mama Podcast. Leave us a comment, or you can leave us a message on Anchor.
As always, thank you guys so, so much for tuning in to Dear Mama. Be sure to follow us and like us on all of our social media. Again, that's at Dear Mama Podcast. Make sure to share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But really, we'll see you guys next Wednesday. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.